My partnership with SeatGeek extends back to 2019, and yes, my code still works. SeatGeek has tickets for everything, and right now, you can save $20 with code AntWright on the app or website.
Yo, what it do? Big Ten Coast to Coast, it's your boy Ant Wright, man. We getting right to it. Man, pretty decent lines tonight, man. Pretty decent lines. Shout out Derek Queen. That boy had 22 points and 20 rebounds for Maryland against, I think they played what, Manhattan? 22 and 20. That's a crazy line, bro. Braden Smith for Purdue. Yo, he's nice. Y'all need to get off his back. That dude is nice. He can hoop. He doesn't need Zach Edey to be good. He was straight chilling tonight. He had a smooth, like, 12 points on, like, 6 shots. Wasn't forcing much. 8 rebounds. 15 dimes. 0 of those were to Zach Edey. So you can't say that he's just a good point guard because of Zach Edey anymore. Like, that's that's thrown out the window. You can't say that no more, bro. Like, we all knew that that was the case, but people were just stubborn. I don't really get it. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 15 dimes. That's a hell of a night. Yo, shout out Northwestern, too. They came out and busted heads today. Lehigh had it coming. I don't know what pissed off Northwestern, but they went off today. Martinelli led. He had 26 and 10. Some light. Okay, Martinelli. I don't think they have Brooks Barnheiser tonight. I don't think they had him tonight. I think they had everybody else, but they did not have Brooks. It's a pretty good sign that you want Martinelli to kind of come out of his shell, do his thing. Really talented wing forward. You just got to be that guy consistently. Peyton Sanford, he's still at Iowa doing his thing. 20-11-7 tonight. 11 rebounds, 7 assists is much more interesting than what he did from the floor. We all know that he can score. He's Reggie Miller. He's Big Ten Reggie Miller. He can score at 3 levels. But the 7 dimes to get his teammates some looks, unselfish, not forcing up bad shots. To me, 11 boards, I think is good because that shows a little nitty-gritty. Like, hey, I'm not afraid to do the small things. That's huge for this Iowa team. That's big for him personally. I love that stat line. Good for him. Will Riley and Draven Gibbs Lawhorn had a hell of a night today for Illinois, combining for 52 points. I believe Dre had 21. Will Riley had 31 off the bench. And 7 rebounds and 3 assists to go along with that. Good for him. You know, someone who's going to reclass into the great ahead, being able to still come in and do his thing is huge. Against Ole Miss, I feel that he was a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah, he had to feel himself out a bit, but I thought that game, I don't think if he played in that game, he could have did what he did tonight, scoring over 30 points. It's a hell of a night for him, and you know, another situation where, you know, good for Illinois, but good for him personally. And we're about to go into the Illinois stuff, bro, about, you know, Ty Rogers and what's going on there, and you know, we'll talk about a couple other games right after a word from our sponsors. Transform your sleep with Twinkle Beds. If you're ready for a serious upgrade, their premium luxury mattresses are the way to go. Right now, you can get a full 30% off with code AntWright at twinklebeds.com. This is easily the best deal online, hands down. No more tossing and turning, just ultimate comfort every single night. This code can be used for multiple purchases, not just one. Do not miss out. I do kind of want to get going on Michigan first. I'll get into the tie stuff here in a second, but I don't want to talk the Michigan game. It's going to be super quick. Nothing really surprising. They kind of blew the team out. They shot like 68% from the field. They didn't really miss. I mean, dudes was, you know, dunking on people, hitting threes, and everybody had a part. They didn't even have Reuben Jones tonight. You know, LJ Cason came out, played well. Roddy Gale came out, played well. But this was Danny Wolf's game. He came out and he was doing everything. He was rebounding the ball. He was pushing it. He was playing off the bounce, crossing over, getting to the rim. He reminds me a little bit of John Lohr a little bit. He doesn't shoot the ball as much as John, But just being a big, is able to really handle the rock the way that he does, just keeping it on a string, it's just truly special, truly special. Now, when they play Wake, I'm going to be interested to see how Wake's going to guard Michigan and how they're going to guard Danny Wolf and all these guys on the team who could do so many different things. I'm all about seeing the counter. I want to see the counter. I've already seen the original. I've already seen what the special can do. Show me the counter. Make Michigan uncomfortable, and I want to see how Michigan responds to it. That's the next step I want to see. But I'm really excited about this basketball team. All right, bro. Ty Rogers, it caught people by surprise. I don't know why it caught people by surprise. I'm not going to sit here and say that I knew this was going to happen. Not at all. But when you see the roster makeup and you're doing the math, you're like, okay, wait a minute. Someone's not going to play who you would think is going to play. Whether that was going to be Ty himself, whether that was going to be Trey White, Hummerkaus, Will Riley, whoever that was. You knew that someone wasn't going to play. And usually it always works itself out. And in this case, it has Ty Rogers redshirting. This team wants to really play up and down. One thing that Ty hasn't done yet, he hasn't proven that he can shoot the ball from the outside and be effective on the offensive end. I think that's going to really, really hurt this team if he were to be in the rotation. And on a team where I think needs those scorers, right? That's why you see someone like DGL and Draymond Gibbs-Lawhorn and, you know, Will Riley, those guys coming off the bench. They had 52 tonight combined. That's just not Ty's game at the college level, right? So when you have those guys that want to be in the rotation, and Brad is like, yo, that's what I need in this rotation. And they're coming in for Trey White. They're coming in for Colin Boswell. Right, they're coming in for Ben Hummerkaus. Where does that leave Ty? Where does that leave Ty? Is he just not going to play this year? Is he just going to play sparingly and, you know, spot rotations? Because he is a very good defender. He is a big time rebounder, big 50-50 guy. I mean, if there's a 50-50 or there's an out of space rebound, you expect Ty to win that almost every single time. But those are special situations. What are you doing outside of that? Are you helping, you know, bring the ball up the floor and initiate and create? Do you offer spacing if you don't have the basketball? Right? And is your replacement worth being on the bench because of you? All these questions are being answered, and it seems like it's, you know, he's going to redshirt this season. We saw this with Sincere Harris before, where he redshirted the whole season. He still practiced with the team and he was still there. But, you know, Sincere ended up transferring out. I don't know what's going to go on with Ty. He does have his options at the end of this with, I believe, 2 years left of eligibility. So it's up to him what he wants to do, whether he wants to kind of stay put and kind of really work on his jump shot to really be a bigger piece next season, because these guys are going to leave. But the one thing about Brad Underwood, he's going to just bring more guys in. It's not like it's next man up. No, it's next whoever's on the roster is up. You know, with that whole situation, it's not that much of a surprise where you see the makeup and, you know, how things are going and all that. Like, they need him to be that tough guy. Looks like he's just going to have to be that guy when it comes to practice, when it comes to workouts. Because when it comes to games, they're not going to have that. So they are going to need Ben Hummerkaus, and they're going to need Moraes and, you know, all these guys to really do a better job at gang rebounding, do a much better job at winning 50-50s, because Ty is not going to be in the game to get all that done. If you were tuning into the Purdue Texas A&M Corpus Christi game, you would have noticed that the game was a bit tight. The game was a bit tight for sure. You saw Matt Painter tinker around with different types of lineups. I think that, you know, even though even though the game was tight, he was still playing a bunch of guys. He had a very big rotation once again. Even though it's a regular game and not an exhibition, he was still experimenting. He was still trying to see what he had, because I don't think he knows. Then on top of that, I think he wants to play a bunch of guys. At the end of the day, like, he knows that he can only play up to 9, maybe. But like, he's had, I think Miles Coleman was like the 9th or 10th guy to come in today. He ends up hitting a few threes. It kind of makes you wonder, like, what is going to be that rotation? Like, what's it going to be? You start with Jakari and Brayden Smith in the backcourt. Then you have Fletcher Loyer. And then you have TKR and you have Daniel Jacobson. Right? So you have those five starting out. Cool. But then you're coming off the bench with, I mean, CJ Cox is going to earn minutes just from his playing style. He could play defense. He can really create. He's a legit secondary ball handler for Brayden Smith. I mean, you got, you know, Raleigh coming in for the big. You got Will Berg also coming in for the big. Cameron Heidi coming in. Miles Colvin. I mean, you got a whole bunch of different guys who are just waiting for some playing time. When it comes down to it, you can only play about 8-9 tops. So I don't know where the rest of that's going to go. And they struggled today with turnovers. And it wasn't just turnovers itself. I think that turnovers each have to get graded a certain way. It's not about, oh, is it a turnover or not? Like, no, sometimes turnovers can be aggressive and the ball ends up out of bounds. So you have a dead ball turnover where, yes, you turn it over, but you're able to set your defense to try to stop the other team. The issue with tonight with Purdue's turnovers, they were live. A lot were just live. So that would mean that they would turn the ball over and Corpus Christi could just take it and go. And now they end up with so many 3-on-2s and 2-on-1s and 1-on-0s. And that's due to the guys just being just really careless with the ball. And someone's got to really step up. Look, Lance Jones was there last year, but he just wasn't existing next to Brayden. He was active next to Brayden. Those are two different things. Just because you're next to Brayden and you're a guard, it doesn't mean that you're doing your job. You got to be active. You got to sense, okay, they are high side Brayden. They're doing all these things to deny him the rock. I got to get over there. I got to get over there and help and get this ball and you know, go and initiate this. I'm not hitting the panic button on Purdue yet. I know there's going to be a lot of overreactions, but it was a 3-point game with just a few minutes left. That final score, I think it was like 90-73, is not really indicative of how that game went. It was like roughly single digits in the first half. No, it was like more like, it was like 11 or 12, right? So Purdue was shooting like 9-for-13. They were sharp shooting from deep. If you're sharp shooting from deep and you don't have a big lead, I find that as a red flag. As a big, big, big red flag. They got to take care of the ball. They need someone else to step up with them on the perimeter. They can't just rely on Brayden to do everything. Because when Purdue is playing these top-notch teams, they're not just going to let him lollygag around and just pick the team apart. They're going to make him work. They're going to trap him. They're going to get him off the ball. And they're going to force someone else to make a play. Who's going to be that person for Purdue? That remains to be seen, but that's kind of what I'm expecting next. I do trust Painter that he's going to find a way and he's going to find that fire under some of these guys. But when it comes down to it, someone's got to be able to step up and help Brayden run the show. It can't just be him. Now, this wasn't a game where they were really threatened hardcore, because I think talent-wise, Purdue had the advantage. But when they're playing against a team of similar stature, they've tested themselves. They got a hell of a non-conference. This can get ugly if they don't fix this the right way. Someone's got to step up next to Brayden and do their thing. I need a little bit more from TKR. I know he had a decent day today, but give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more and you'll be all right. Thanks for listening to Big Ten Coast to Coast. I am Ant Wright. You can find me on any socials at It's Ant Wright. Shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek and Twinkle Beds. Use promo code ANTWRIGHT to save as much money as possible. I'll catch y'all next time.